Section 20 of Good Things to Eat as Suggested by Rufus. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, visit LibriVox.org. Good Things to Eat as Suggested by Rufus. By Rufus Estes. Section 20. Desserts, Sauces for Puddings, and Beverages. Desserts. Apples stuffed with dates. Core large, slightly acid apples, and fill with stoned dates. Pour over them equal parts of sugar and water boiled together. Baste the apples frequently while baking. Serve as a dessert at dinner or luncheon. Apple sponge pudding. 1 cup of sifted pastry flour and sift it with 1 level teaspoon of baking powder. Beat the yolks of 3 eggs until light colored. Add 1 cup of sugar and the juice of 1 lemon. Fold in the stiffly beaten whites of the 3 eggs and then the flour. Spread the batter thinly on a large shallow pan and bake about 20 minutes in a moderate oven. Turn out of the pan. Trim off any hard edges, spread with stewed, sweetened, and flavored apples, and roll up at once like a jelly roll. Serve with a liquid sauce, or a syrup made from sugar and water. Apricot kisses. Beat the whites of 2 eggs until very light and still. Flavor with 1/2 teaspoon vanilla, and then carefully fold in 1 cup of fine granulated sugar. Lay a sheet of paraffin paper over the bottom of a large baking pan and drop the mixture on the paper in any size you wish, from 1 teaspoon to 2 tablespoons. Have them some distance apart so they will not run together. Bake them in a very moderate oven and be careful to bake sufficiently, say 45 minutes. They should be only delicately colored and yet dry all through. When done, remove to a platter and break the top in. Remove a little of the inside and fill pulp of sifted peaches, sweetened and mixed with equal parts of whipped cream. Sprinkle pistachio nuts over the top and serve fancy cakes. Baked custard. Beat 4 eggs, whites and yolks together lightly, and add 1/4 of milk, 4 tablespoon sugar, a pinch of salt, and flavoring. Bake in stoneware cups or a shallow bowl set in a pan of water. Baked bananas, Puerto Rican fashion. Select rather green bananas. Put them, without removing the skins, into hot ashes or a very hot oven, and bake until the skins burst open. Send to the table in a folded napkin. The skins help hold in the heat and are not to be removed until the moment of eating. Serve plenty of butter with them. Banana and lemon jelly cream. Soak 1/2 box of gelatin in 1 cup of cold water. Shave the rind of 1 lemon, using none of the white, and steep it with 1 square inch stick of cinnamon in 1 pint of boiling water, 10 minutes. Add the soaked gelatin, 1 cup of sugar, and 3/4 cup of lemon juice, and, when dissolved, strain into shallow dishes. When cold, cut it in dice, or break it up with a fork, and put it in a glass dish in layers with spiced bananas. Pour a cold boiled custard over them, and cover with a meringue. Brown the meringue on a plate and slip it off over the custard. Custard pudding. Line a baking dish with slices of sponge cake. Make a boiled custard with 4 cups of milk and the yolks of 5 eggs, 1/2 cup of sugar, and flavored with vanilla. Pour the custard into the baking dish. Beat the whites of the eggs to a stiff froth with 1/2 cup of powdered sugar, and spread over the top. Set in a very slow oven to brown slightly. Custard Soufflé. Mix 1/4 cup of sugar, 1 cup flour, and 1 cup of cold milk. Stir till it thickens, add 1/4 cup of butter, cool. Stir in the beaten yolks of 4 eggs, and then the stiffly beaten whites. Turn into a buttered, shallow dish. Set in a pan of hot water, and bake in a moderate oven 1/2 hour. Serve at once. Fig and rhubarb. Wash 2 bunches of rhubarb and cut into inch pieces without peeling. Put into a boiler with a cupful sugar and 4 or 5 figs cut in inch pieces. Put on the cover and cook over hot water until the rhubarb is tender and the syrup is rich and jelly-like in consistency. Raisins are nice cooked in rhubarb the same way. If preferred, and you are to have a hot oven anyway, put the rhubarb and figs or raisins in a stone pot. Cover closely and bake in the oven until jellied. Cold rhubarb dessert. Peel tender stalks and cut enough into 1/2-inch pieces to measure 2 cups. Cook with 1 cup of water, the grated rind from a large orange, and 2 cups of sugar. Do not stir while cooking, but lift from the range now and then to prevent burning. When soft, but not broken, add 2 1/2 teaspoons of gelatin, soaked 15 minutes, in 1/2 cup of cold water. Stir with a fork just enough to mix and pour all into a large mold. When formed, unmold and serve with cream. German dessert. Beat 2 eggs and a pinch of salt, add 2 cupfuls of milk, and pour into a deep plate. Soak slices of bread in this, 1 at a time until softened, but not enough to break. Melt a rounding tablespoon of butter in a pan, and in this brown the bread on both sides. Serve with an orange pudding sauce, or any kind of liquid sauce preferred. Lemon sponge. Soak 1/2 box of gelatin in 1/2 cup of cold water. Add the juice of 4 lemons to 1 cup of sugar, then the beaten yolks of 4 eggs. Add 2 cups of cold water and bring it to a boiling point. Stir in the soaked gelatin and strain into a large bowl set in a pan of ice. Beat now and then until it begins to harden. Then add the unbeaten whites of 4 eggs, and beat continuously until the sponge is light and firm. Fill into molds before the sponge is too hard to form into the shape of the mold. Mosaic jelly. 1 1/2 cups of milk, 2 level tablespoons sugar, rind of 1/2 lemon, 1/2 bay leaf, 1 level tablespoon granulated gelatin, 1/4 cup of water, yolks, 2 eggs. Scald the milk with the sugar, lemon rind, and bay leaf, then add the gelatin soaked in water for 20 minutes. Stir until dissolved and strain the hot mixture gradually into the egg yolks slightly beaten. Return to double boiler and stir until thickened. Remove from fire and color 1/2 of the mixture either pink or green, and turn each 1/2 into a shallow pan wet with cold water. When cold, cut into squares or oblongs. Line a mold with lemon jelly and garnish with the colored pieces. Add the remaining jelly, chill thoroughly, and serve on a platter garnished with whipped cream. Pineapple Bavarian cream. Grate enough pineapple to make 2 cups. Soak 2 level teaspoons of gelatin in 1/2 cup cold water for 20 minutes. Heat the pineapple to the scalding point. Add the soaked gelatin and stir until dissolved. Then add 1/3 cup sugar. Stir and fold in 3 cups of beaten cream. Turn into molds and chill. Scalloped apple. Measure 2 even cupfuls of fine breadcrumbs and pour over them 1/4 cup of melted butter. Mix 2 rounding tablespoons of sugar with the grated yellow rind and the juice of 1 lemon and 4 gratings of nutmeg. Butter a baking dish, scatter in some crumbs, put in 1 pint of pared, cored, and sliced apples. Scatter on 1/2 of the seasoning another pint of apples, the remainder of the seasoning, and cover with the last of the crumbs. Put a cover on the dish and bake 20 minutes. Uncover and bake 20 minutes longer. Spanish cream. Put 1 2/3 teaspoons of gelatin into 1/3 cup of cold water. Heat 2 cups of milk in a double boiler. Add the yolks of 2 eggs, beaten with 1/2 cup of sugar until light, and when the custard thickens, take from stove and set in a pan of cold water. Beat the whites of 2 eggs until stiff, and dissolve the soaked gelatin in 3/4 cup of boiling water. When the custard is cool, add a teaspoon of vanilla, the strained gelatin, and the whites of the eggs, beaten stiff. Stir all together lightly and turn into a mold. Steamed pudding. Beat 1/2 cup of butter with 1 cup of sugar to a cream. Add 2 beaten eggs and cup of flour sifted with 1 teaspoon each of cinnamon and soda. 2 cups of breadcrumbs soaked in 1 cup of sour milk. Add 1 cup of chopped and seeded raisins and 1/2 cup of chopped dates. Steam 2 hours and serve with whipped cream. Strawberry sarabande. Whip a cupful thick cream until very stiff. Then fold carefully into it a pint of fresh berries, cut in small pieces with a silver knife. Have ready a tablespoonful gelatin soaked in 1/4 cup cold water for 1/2 hour, then dissolved by setting the cup containing it in hot water. Add by degrees to the berries and cream, whipping it in so that it will not string. Add 3 tablespoonfuls powdered sugar, and when it stiffens, turn into a cold mold and set on the ice. When ready to serve, turn out onto a pretty dessert platter. Walnut sundae. Put 1 cone of vanilla ice cream in a sherbet cup, or better yet, in a champagne glass, and sprinkle with minced walnuts. Yorkshire pudding. Take an equal number of eggs and tablespoonful of sifted flour, and when the eggs are well beaten, mix them in with the flour. Add some salt and a little grated nutmeg. Then pour in as much new milk as will make a batter of the consistency of cream. Stir the batter with a fork well for 10 minutes, and then put it in at once into a baking tin, which must be very hot, containing a couple of tablespoons of hot drippings. Set the pudding in oven to bake, or before the fire, under the roasting meat. When ready to serve, cut the pudding into squares and send to the table on a separate dish. Apple pudding. Butter a pudding dish and line it with slices of toasted, stale bread, buttered and wet with milk. Over these, put a thick layer of peeled, cored, and sliced tart apples, and sprinkle generously with granulated sugar and cinnamon or nutmeg. Over these, put a cover of more toast, buttered, moistened, and sprinkled with sugar. Cover with a plate and bake for 2 hours in a moderate oven, taking off the plate toward the last that the top may brown. Serve with maple or other syrup for sauce. Apple pudding. 4 cups flour, 1 level teaspoon salt, 6 level teaspoons baking powder, 4 level tablespoons butter, 2 cups milk, 2 cups finely chopped apple, 1/2 cup butter, 2 cups sugar, 1 1/2 quarts water. Sift together the flour, salt, and baking powder. Work in the butter with the fingers and add the milk. Mix well. Turn onto floured board. Roll out 1/2 inch thick. Cover with the apple and roll up like a jelly roll. Put the ends together and press down the side to keep the apple in. Place in a buttered pan and add the sugar, butter, and water. Bake in a moderate oven for 1 1/2 hours. Baked cherry pudding. Cream 1/4 cup of butter with 1/2 cup of sugar. Add the yolks of 2 eggs beaten very light, 2 cups of milk, 2 cups of flour sifted twice with 4 level teaspoons of baking powder, and last, the whites of the eggs beaten stiff. Stone cherries to measure 3 cups. Drain off the juice and put them into a pudding dish. Baked pudding. Stir 1/2 cup of flour smooth in 1 cup of cold milk. Add 2 unbeaten eggs and beat several minutes. Then add 1 cup more of milk and a saltspoon of salt. Stir together, pour into a buttered baking dish, and set directly into the oven. Serve with lemon thickened sauce. Cocoa rice meringue. Heat 1 pint of milk, add 1/4 cup of washed rice and a saltspoon of salt. Cook until tender. Add 1 level tablespoon of butter, 1/2 cup of seeded raisins, 1/2 teaspoon of vanilla, and 1 slightly rounding tablespoon of cocoa. Cook 5 minutes. Fold in the stiffly beaten whites of 2 eggs and 1/2 cup of beaten cream. Turn into a buttered baking dish. Cover with the whites of 3 eggs beaten stiff, with 1/3 cup of powdered sugar and a level tablespoon of cocoa. Set in a moderate oven for a few minutes until the meringue is cooked. Cottage pudding. Beat the yolk of 1 egg, add 1 cup of granulated sugar, 1/2 cup of milk, 1 1/2 cups of flour, and 2 spoons of baking powder. Stir in the white of 1 egg beaten stiff. Bake in a moderate oven. Cranberry and custard pudding. Here is a new suggestion which comes from a high authority. Take 1 sugar cookie, or 4 ladyfingers, if you have them, and crumble into a baking dish. Cover with a thin layer of cranberry preserves or jelly. Dot with small lumps of butter, and add a sprinkle of cinnamon. Beat 3 eggs separately, very lightly. Add 2 tablespoonfuls of sugar and 2 cupfuls of milk. Pour over the fruit and cake, bake as a custard, and served with whipped cream. Date meringue. Beat the whites of 5 eggs until stiff. Add 3 rounding tablespoons of powdered sugar and beat again. Add 1 teaspoon of lemon juice and 1/2 pound of stoned and chopped dates. Turn into a buttered baking dish and bake 15 minutes in a moderate oven. Serve with a boiled custard. Egg souffle. Make a sauce from 1 cup of hot milk and 2 level tablespoons each of butter and flour. Cook together 5 minutes in a double boiler. Add the yolks of 4 eggs beaten well. Stir enough to mix well and remove from the fire. Add 1/2 level teaspoon of salt and a few grains of cayenne. Fold in the whites of the eggs beaten stiff. Turn into a buttered dish. Set in a pan of hot water and bake in a slow oven until firm. Serve in the same dish. Fruit pudding. 1 1/2 cups flour, 2 1/2 cups raisins, 1/2 cup molasses, 1/2 cup milk, 2 tablespoons butter, 1 teaspoon cinnamon, 1/2 teaspoon allspice, 1/2 teaspoon nutmeg, 1/2 teaspoon salt. Mix all together, 1/2 teaspoon soda, dissolved in hot water. Steam 2 hours. Hard or liquid sauce, or both. Indian tapioca pudding. 1/3 cup tapioca, 1/4 cup cornmeal, 1 quart scalded milk, 1/2 cup molasses, 2 tablespoons butter, 1/2 teaspoon salt, 1 teaspoon ginger and cinnamon mixed, 1 cup cold milk. Soak the tapioca in cold water for 1 hour, then drain. Pour the hot milk onto the cornmeal gradually. Add the tapioca and cook in double boiler until transparent. Add molasses, butter, salt, and spice, and turn into a buttered baking dish. Pour the cold milk over the top and bake for 1 hour in a moderate oven. Lemon meringue pudding. Soak 1 cup of fine breadcrumbs in 2 cups of milk until soft. Beat 1/4 cup of butter and 1/2 of sugar together until greasy. Stir all into the milk and crumbs. Grate a little yellow lemon peel over the top and pour into a buttered baking dish. Set in a moderate oven until firm and slightly browned. Make a meringue of the stiffly beaten whites of 2 eggs and 4 level tablespoons of powdered sugar. Spread over the pudding, return to the oven, and color a little. Lemon pudding. 3 eggs, 1 scant cup sugar, 1 lemon juice and rind, 2 cups of milk, 2 liberal tablespoons cornstarch, 1 heaping teaspoon butter. Scald the milk and stir in the cornstarch, stirring all the time until it thickens well. Add the butter and set aside to cool. When cool, beat the eggs light. Add sugar, the lemon juice and grated rind, and whip in a great spoonful at a time, the stiffened cornstarch and milk. Bake in a buttered dish and eat cold. Little steamed pudding. Cream 1/4 cup butter with 1/2 cup of sugar. Add 1/4 cup milk. Then 1 cup of flour sifted with 2 teaspoons of baking powder and a pinch of salt. And last, fold in the stiffly beaten whites of 3 eggs. Have some small molds or cups buttered. Fill half full with the batter. Cover with buttered paper, and steam 3/4 hour. Serve hot with a sauce. New Hampshire Indian Meal Pudding. Bring 1 quart of milk to a boil, then sprinkle in slowly about 1¼ cups of yellow meal, stirring constantly. An exact rule for the meal cannot be given, as some swells more than others. As soon as the milk is thickened, take from the fire and cool slightly before adding 3/4 cup of molasses, 1/2 teaspoonful salt, and 1 tablespoonful ginger. Beat the mixture until smooth, and lastly, turn in 1 quart of cold milk, stirring very little. Pour into a well-greased pudding dish and set in a very slow oven. This pudding needs about 5 hours of very slow baking to ensure it's becoming creamy instead of hard and lumpy. The batter, after the cold milk is added, should be about the consistency of pancake batter. Serve with cream or maple syrup. Orange pudding. Take 1 cup of fine, stale breadcrumbs, not dried, and moisten them with as much milk as they will absorb and become thoroughly softened. Beat the yolks of 4 eggs with the whites of 2. Add 4 tablespoons of sugar and the grated peel of 1 orange, using, of course, only the outer cells. Stir this into the softened crumbs, then beat the other 2 whites until stiff and fold them into the mixture. Turn it into a well-buttered mold and steam it 2 hours. Turn out into a hot dish and serve with orange sauce. Peach tapioca. Prepare a dish of tapioca in the usual way. Into a buttered pudding dish, put a layer of cooked and sweetened tapioca, then a layer of peaches, fresh or canned. Next add another layer of tapioca, then more peaches, and so on, until the dish is full. Flavor with lemon, and sprinkle 3/4 cup of sugar over all. Then bake in a very hot oven until a light brown. Raspberry dumplings. Wash 1 cup of rice and put into the double boiler. Pour over it 2 cups of boiling water. Add 1/2 teaspoon of salt and 2 tablespoons of sugar, and cook 30 minutes or until soft. Have some small pudding cloths about 12 inches square. Wring them out of hot water and lay them over a small 1/2 pint bowl. Spread the rice 1/3 inch thick over the cloth and fill the center with fresh raspberries. Draw the cloth around until the rice covers the berries and they are a good round shape. Tie the ends of the cloth firmly, drop them into boiling water, and cook 20 minutes. Remove the cloth and serve with lemon sauce. Spoon pudding. Cream 1 tablespoonful butter with 2 tablespoonfuls sugar, 2 tablespoonfuls flour, pinch of salt, 1 tablespoonful cornstarch, beaten yolk of 1 egg, and tablespoonful of cream. Beat well, and lastly add beaten white of egg and 1 teaspoonful baking powder. Pour over berries and steam 40 minutes. Serve with whipped cream. Squash pudding. 1 pint of finely mashed cooked squash, 1 cup of sugar, 1 teaspoon of ground cinnamon, a little salt, the juice and grated rind of 1 lemon. Add slowly 1 quart of boiling milk, stirring well, and when a little cooled, add 5 well-beaten eggs. Bake in a pudding dish set in a pan of hot water in a moderate oven until firm in the center. Serve with cream. Steamed berry pudding. Sift 2 cups of flour with 4 teaspoons of baking powder. Rub in a rounding tablespoon of butter. Add 2 beaten eggs, 1 cup of milk, 1/2 cup of sugar, and last, 2 cups of blueberries. The berries should be rinsed in cold water, shaken in a cheesecloth until dry, and then rolled in flour before adding. Pour into a pudding mold and steam 1 1/4 hours. Serve with liquid sauce. Steamed pudding. Beat 1/2 cup of butter with 1 cup of sugar to a cream. Add 2 beaten eggs and 1 cup of flour, sifted with 1 teaspoon each of cinnamon and soda, 2 cups of breadcrumbs, soaked in 1 cup of sour milk. Add 1 cup of chopped and seeded raisins and 1/2 cup of chopped dates. Steam 2 hours and serve with whipped cream. Tapioca meringue. Soak 1/2 cup granulated tapioca in 1 pint of cold water for 1/2 hour. Cook slowly 20 minutes until transparent. If too thick, add a little more boiling water. Boil 1 quart of milk in a farina kettle with a pinch of salt and the yellow rind of 1/2 lemon. Beat the yolks of 4 eggs with 1 cup of sugar. Add slowly to the milk, stirring until smooth and creamy, but do not allow it to boil. When thickened, remove from the fire, add 1 teaspoonful flavoring, and blend thoroughly. Whip the whites of the eggs to a stiff froth with 3 tablespoonfuls powdered sugar and 1 teaspoonful flavoring. Spread over the top of the pudding, which should have been poured in the serving dish, and set in a coolish oven to puff and color a golden yellow. Tapioca pudding. Cover 1 cup of the flake tapioca with cold water and let it stand 2 hours. Stir occasionally with a fork to separate the lumps. Put in a farina kettle with a pint and a half water. Slice 3 tart apples and put it in with the tapioca, together with sugar to sweeten to taste. Stir all together and cook until the apples are soft and the tapioca clear. Serve hot or cold. Peaches may be used in place of the apple. Serve with cream. Tapioca souffle. Soak 3 tablespoonfuls pearl tapioca in water to cover for 3 or 4 hours. Then add a quart of milk and cook until the tapioca is perfectly clear and the milk thickened. It will take about 20 minutes, and unless you use the farina kettle, must be stirred constantly. Add the yolks of 4 eggs beaten with 2/3 cup sugar and cook 2 or 3 minutes, stirring steadily. Whip the whites of 4 eggs to a stiff froth. Fold through the cooked cream and take directly from the fire. Flavor with lemon or vanilla and bake in a moderate oven for 25 minutes. Chill and serve. This may also be served as a pudding without the final baking. Whole wheat pudding. Put 1 cup of milk, 1/2 cup of molasses, 2 cups of graham or whole wheat flour, 1 cup of chopped raisins, and 1/2 a saltspoon of salt into a bowl and add 1 level teaspoon of soda, dissolved in a tablespoon of warm water. Beat hard for 3 minutes. Pour the thin batter into a buttered pudding mold and steam 2 1/2 hours. Serve with a lemon sauce or cream. Sauces for puddings. Fruit syrup sauce. 1 cup fruit syrup, 1/2 cup sugar, 1 teaspoon butter. Use the syrup from apricots, peaches, cherries, quinces, or any fruit you prefer. The amount of sugar will depend upon the acidity of the fruit. Mix the cornstarch with the sugar, add the syrup, and boil all together 5 minutes. Add the butter last. Lemon sauce. Grate the rind and squeeze the juice of 1 lemon. Mix together 3 teaspoons cornstarch, 1 cup of sugar, and 2 cups of boiling water, and cook 10 minutes, stirring constantly. Add the lemon rind and juice and 1 teaspoon of butter. Lemon sauce. Mix 3 dessert spoons of cornstarch with 1 cup of sugar, pinch of salt, in a saucepan. Pour on 2 cups boiling water and stir quickly as it thickens. When it is smooth, set it back where it will simply bubble and simmer, and stir occasionally. Add the grated rind and juice of 1 lemon and 1 rounding tablespoon butter. If this is too thick, add more hot water as it thickens in cooling, and you want it thin enough to pour easily. Lemon sauce. Mix 3 tablespoons of cornstarch with 1 cup of cold water and turn on 1 cup of boiling water. Boil 10 minutes. Then add 1 cup of sugar, the juice and grated yellow rind of 1 lemon, and 2 rounding tablespoons of butter. Lemon sauce for fritters. Mix 4 level teaspoons of cornstarch with 1 cup of sugar and stir at once into 2 cups of boiling water. Add the juice and grated yellow rind of 1 lemon and cook 6 minutes. Add 3 level tablespoons of butter. Orange sauce number 1. Mix 1 1/2 tablespoons of cornstarch with 1 cup of sugar and stir it into 1 pint of boiling water. Let it cook quickly and stir as it thickens, and after 10 minutes add 2 tablespoons of butter and 1/2 cup of orange juice. Cook 2 minutes longer. then serve. Orange Sauce No. 2. Chip the yellow rind from an orange and squeeze the juice over it. Let stand half an hour. Stir 1/4 cup of flour into 1 cup of sugar and turn into 2 cups of boiling water. Cook 10 minutes, add a pinch of salt, the orange rind, and juice, stir, and strain. Raspberry Sauce for Ice Cream. If you think that a good ice cream is not yet quite fine enough, pour a raspberry sauce over each portion as served. Add 1/4 cup of sugar to 1 cup of raspberry juice, prepared as for jelly making, and simmer 5 minutes. Add a rounding teaspoon of arrowroot, made smooth, in 1 tablespoon of cold water, and cook 5 minutes. Now, add 1 tablespoon of strained lemon juice, and let boil up once. Sauce for Cherry Pudding. Pour 2 cups of cherry juice, or juice and water, into a saucepan. Stir in 3 level tablespoons of cornstarch, and cook 15 minutes. Add 2/3 cup of sugar, and 1 tablespoon of lemon juice. Sauce for Batter Pudding. Beat together in a bowl 3 rounding tablespoons of sugar, 2 level tablespoons of butter, and 1 of flour. When the mixture is white, add 1/2 cup of boiling water, and stir until all is well melted. Add a little lemon juice, and serve. Sauce for Puddings. Beat the whites of 3 eggs until stiff, add 1/2 cup powdered sugar, and the grated yellow rind of 1/2 a lemon. Pour on slowly 1 cup of boiling water, stirring all the time, and the sauce is ready to serve. Strawberry Sauce. Beat together 1/2 cupful of butter and 1 cup of sugar until white and light. The success of this sauce depends upon the long beating. Add to the creamed butter and sugar the stiffly whipped white of an egg and 1 cupful of strawberries mashed to a pulp. Beverages. Cocoa with whipped cream. Heat 4 cups of milk to the scalding point over hot water or in a double boiler. Milk should be heated by direct contact with the fire. Mix 1 few grains of salt, 3 level tablespoons of cocoa, and 1/4 cup of sugar to a paste with a little of the milk. Then add 3/4 cup of boiling water and boil 1 minute. Add to the hot milk and beat 2 minutes by the clock. Serve with 1 tablespoon of beaten or whipped cream on top of each cup. Currant Julep. Pick over currants and measure 2 cups. Mash them and pour on 2 cups of cold water. Strain and chill the juice. Put 1 tablespoon of simple syrup in a tall glass, add 3 bruised fresh mint leaves, and fill with the currant juice. Add 3 or 4 perfect raspberries and serve. The syrup is made by simmering for 20 minutes. 1 cup of sugar and 2 of water. Currant Shrub. Pick over and mash 2 quarts of ripe currants. Add 1 pint of vinegar and let stand overnight. Set on the range and bring to the boiling point. Then strain twice. Measure the clear liquid and allow 1 cup of sugar to each cup of liquid. Simmer 20 minutes and seal in bottles. Raspberry Shrub. Put 1 quart of ripe raspberries in a bowl. Add 2 cups of vinegar. Mash the berries slightly and let stand overnight. In the morning, scald and strain until clear. Measure, and to each cup of juice, add 1 cup of sugar. Boil 20 minutes and seal. strawberry syrup. Pick over, rinse, drain, and remove the hulls from several quarts of ripe berries. Fill a porcelain-lined double boiler with the fruit and set it over the lower boiler, half full of boiling water, and let it heat until the juice flows freely. Mash the berries, then turn out into a cloth strainer, and cook the remainder of the fruit in the same way. When all the juice is pressed out, measure it and allow an equal amount of sugar. Let the juice come to the boiling point. Add the sugar and cook 5 minutes from the time the whole begins to boil. Turn into jars or bottles and seal the same as canned fruit. This is excellent for beverages, flavoring ice cream, and other fancy creams, and will be found desirable for many purposes when fresh fruit is not at hand. End of section 20, and end of Good Things to Eat as Suggested by Rufus. Read by Dennis Sayers in Modesto, California for LibriVox, Spring 2007.